What a magnificent, magnificent church.
And I have
Are we on? Test, test. Okay. Citizens Advisory Committee on Jury Selection. Today is Friday, September 16th,
2011.
Jelani, my son.
What's a seal?
It's a, like a name brand.
Oh,
you know. Still, oh, and Dad, you wear it. You wear something that your son gave you.
Yeah.
That must mean so much.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Michael Ridge said he's going to be here.
Is that right?
I think a bunch of us have to leave by 6 or so, and I know you do too.
We'll see. I just talked to Mr. Pirtle, and I was reminding him that he said he would stop by, so he's en route. So I told him we would be here from 5 to 6 at the latest. You know what I mean? Because I've got to get over to something as well, which I'd like to segue into our meeting from that conversation. If we go ahead and...
Do we have enough?
Called to order already?
Sure. We don't need a quorum, do we, to have a meeting?
No,
because technically, we're advisory, so we'd like to have a quorum if we don't.
And I have done such an eloquent job of getting out the agenda to everybody, so... I'm sure you can. Don't you see?
We'll use the previous.
It was very similar to the way you tried to get me to come on the radio show by sending me an email at 10:40 at night, the night before. That was so good. That was just phenomenal.
I was like, I've been emailing him all week long in my head, and then it hit me that night. Like I was in the bed, like, oh shoot.
So was I. I was asleep though.
So I guess we do a roll call. How about that?
Okay.
Bill Brown.
Jenny, your name?
Oh, Putman.
Roger Holland.
Randy Rosenbaum.
Pius Weibel.
Aaron Ammons. Ken Turner said that he would not be able to make it. I know Brian Dollander would not make it either. And Joan would not make it. I think the judge will be here, but he's coming late.
I don't think he's going to make it either. He had to go out of town kind of late in the day, so I don't think he's going to make it.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, I thought the real... meat and potatoes, I guess, so to speak, of the meeting is...
Can we take a minute to do announcements? Or
sure. Let me follow, some sort of...
Something about the minutes?
Yes, sure. Okay. Let's follow some order here.
The minutes were a joint undertaking by Chair Weibel and I, and there are a number of errors. I can see this by reading over it. And when the meeting started at 5:05, not at 5:35. But primarily, I would like input on the final piece, because I missed this. It was Roger's report on what happened after the first...
Actually, it was not David at this meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the numbers there were just taken off the spreadsheet that I had done, and actually that was information that Kirk Medwell had provided to me. The only correction I note is that we already had at the last meeting two people who indicated they were going to fill two of the positions, so really we're publicizing for one vacant position on the jury commission.
But that wouldn't be a minutes correction, right?
Says it right here, though. Defiance proposed CACJS participation in publicizing the three vacant positions.
Oh, okay.
It should be one vacant position.
Right. Publicizing a vacant. Okay.
Right. That's it. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Thank you. Roger, the sending of the second letter, the one where Judge DeFontis reminds people that we didn't hear from them, that was a mailing to 500 people.
500 who did not respond to their first questionnaire got sent a second questionnaire along with a letter asking them to respond.
Okay.
And we do not have the stats on that this evening because Kirk Bedwell has to actually draft a computer program to pull that information out, and that should happen next week.
And because I missed this part of our previous meeting, the update on returns, this is where, for the first time, people have had the opportunity, if they wish, to identify their race.
Correct. We're talking about minutes. You're talking about the...
Well, I want to know if I got it right.
That's correct. That's accurate.
That's accurate.
So this is the part of self-identification.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I'd like a motion to accept the minutes with the minor changes that Jenny just talked about.
Second.
All right. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Okay. And now we need a motion to approve the agenda.
The invisible agenda doesn't exist.
That would be the agenda that I'm talking about. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So basically, I thought we would discuss what Randy had shared with us about the Bar Association and the brochure.
I can summarize this pretty quickly, and then you guys can tell me what you want to do. The Champaign County Bar Association, the local bar association, is giving us $200 to make copies and whatever we want to do with it. All we have to do is tell them who to make the check out to. They'd like to make it directly to the provider like Rantoul Press or Kinko's or whatever. And for $200 we can make, I think it was 800 of these flyers, which can produce the trifolds, along with a number of these smaller posters. And that money is available right this second if you want to do it.
Can I see the poster?
Yeah. Would you repeat how many we would get for $200?
I can give you the exact.
800. Okay. 800.
I think it's eight for $200. Ken says that we can have 800 of those trifold brochures and 20 of the 11 by 17 posters.
Okay.
That makes $200 to the nose.
This is
Rancho. Right. Now, we could get quotes elsewhere. Does Ken work there? Is that why? Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know, it's he did it. They look great. They're on the program and everything. So we can have up to 200 made as soon as we want. Just have to get the check from the treasurer from the CCBA to get it to Rancho Press. The Bar Association is sponsoring us.
One quick question.
Yes.
That's the pamphlet that you were talking about.
This is the same pamphlet we've all been using, but Ken made it into a trifold.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure it was consistent information.
I think it's the same thing.
Exact same thing.
I had talked about the State Bar Association. The State Bar Association gives out grants of up to $500, but you have to be a bar association to ask for it. So our local bar association has sponsored us for up to $500 more. Mm-hmm. I've already sent in the application and everything. It will probably take about a month. And if they accept it, which I hope they will, we will get an additional $500 towards making copies. The only catch with the State Bar Association is that once we get their money and we start making copies, we need to add a line on the back that says funded by or with a grant provided by the Bar Association.
That should be easy to do.
And Ken says it's all on a PDF and we can do that. So that's the situation. We have $200 to spend now. We'll hopefully have $500 more in the next month.
Okay.
Is it possible they'll say, no, we're not going to be $500, we'll give you $300?
It's possible.
Okay.
Okay. And Barbara Kessel has joined us. I thought that was your car out there. Really? You just got it?
I just got it.
I thought it was your car out there. Okay.
The immediate question is, do we want to get 800 of these flyers and have them next week to start distributing? We can do that. If you want to hold off a little bit, we can. I don't know how many we have currently and what events might be coming up in the near future that we want them for.
Okay. Well, I have lots of events that I plan to pass the stuff out at, so I think having the material is a good thing. I think we've gotten quality, we have quality material. I'd like to have more posters for sure, because those are the types of posters that will stay up at a location, at a barbershop, at some place like that. They would keep them up.
Church or campus.
Well, what I could do is I could say to Ken, because he broke it down for me, and he said 800 copies is 178, and then 20 copies of the poster is 22. What we could do is we can increase to maybe 50 copies of the posters, which might be $50, and we might not get 800 trifolds, we might get 700 or 750. If that's okay with you, we can do that.
I think that's wonderful. I mean, I want the group to...
I'll make a motion that we have $200 and to produce, say, 50 of these posters and however many trifold handouts we can get.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
I can talk to Ken on Monday, and assuming he says it can be made immediately, it will probably be as quickly as I can get to Weber Feast, which is the lawyer's office where the treasurer is and get a check. So I can, we may have these on Monday or Tuesday even.
Okay. So Barbara, just to make sure that you have, we're talking about two different, well, sort of two different pots of money. The local bar association has already agreed to give us 200, which would give us several hundred copies of this, as well as what we're talking about now is 50 of these of the poster size, and maybe 700 copies or something like that of the
right.
of the trifolds that Ken has produced there of the same information that that Bill put together.
How many of those?
It would be about, you said about
approximately 700, 750, yeah. and 50 of those posters for the $200 that we're going to get from the local bar association.
Okay, I think that's great. Yes.
Okay, I want to apologize to Bill before I say what I'm going to say, because he is the person who pulled this together and did a first-rate job. I can't get over my need to edit. I think we should get them out fast. But would we have one opportunity to make a few minor changes?
Sure, it was on a PDF, right?
Here, yeah. Maybe add the seal of the county.
Ken told me that it's on PDF and we can make changes just by telling him what we want to do. And
okay.
The local bar association didn't require us to put funded by the Champaign County Bar Association. I suppose if we wanted to, we could do that on the first 800 or 750 we get, and then if we get more money from the state bar, then we could tweak it again.
Okay.
But they didn't require it, but I suppose it would be nice to,
it would be nice sure. to, put
to
it
say,
there.
You know, so we could have that change.
Right, of course, the need to make minor editorial revisions gets in the way of the real need, which is get them out fast. So if I have a group of minor corrections to propose, I should do that.
Email them to me and email them to Ken.
And you will email them. Or email them to the two of you.
Right.
Okay. But since I don't have the PDF file, so I...
Ken has the PDF.
Okay, so I would just ask him to...
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds first rate.
I don't, you know, I don't really see a space for the Champaign County Board seal on here. And I'd be perfectly fine with not.
What about that box thing on the back?
Well, you know, it's a
real large type.
Well, I mean,
you're also going to need to put something on there about the bar association.
You would fit that in, but there's, you know, you're going to have a, you know, area like this for the seal. It's just not worthwhile.
And they put behind it, what like they do with this.
Oh,
yeah, but
that's kind of what he did with this.
We can't read it though, so I'd say it doesn't have to be.
Right.
Yes, that we're not using Champaign County monies to
right,
use it.
Right,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Although we are a committee
we're sponsored by the county board.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in this case, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, other than the folks.
But I ain't got my check yet from.
has anyone else seen that?
This? It's the same one we've had before, but they made it into a trifold. It was the only way
you
can get
to the bar association, right?
It was on 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
Yes, but I. Yes.
But we're proud of this.
Yeah,
I mean, county government should be proud. I mean, county board members should see it. They should be proud of it, don't you think, Pius?
Well, we sort of give some out to them. It'd be nice if they're happy, but some of them don't care.
Well, I mean, this
you
is...
Know them, Jenny, you know them as well as I do.
I gave one to Tim Johnson. He says, oh, yeah, I know all about this. I was a lawyer for 30 years.
You gave one to him?
He also told you at the Champaign-Urbana days that I'm pretty good on civil liberties, you know.
He is.
Sorry,
he's very good.
Keep it out. Keep the politics out. I'm sorry. Forget, just rewind that and it never was said. Okay.
Okay. All right, so was there anything else that you wanted to report to us on that piece?
No, hopefully by next month, with a little bit of luck, I'll find out if we get that extra 500 or not. I don't know. I'm hopeful, but you never know.
So that's from the state
board. But you made the presentation to the county board.
Right, and they gave
and
us $200, and they sponsored the State Bar Association grant, because
okay.
they had to come from
right.
a bar association.
Right. And it's the state
the Illinois
dollars
state bar.
That require their word of them as...
Is a sponsor or
right.
person
and
to
then have you sent the?
I sent the application.
Are they going to see the copy of what?
I sent them the original copy and said what we would add them as a sponsor. Yes, actually.
Is this largely taken from the brochure?
That I think is the same thing as the brochure.
Okay, I know there's some of you add post office should be capitalized.
Right.
Okay, you can add, I just know that the post office. But it's post office is a formal.
Sure.
Yeah, so add that, to your list.
But they're so easy. They're so easy to make.
You go through it and edit the way you edit.
For sure.
Let Ken know.
Sure. Great. Mm-hmm. Great. I want to say thank you so much.
Yeah, it's nice.
Bill,
I want to say thank you so much. That's just first rate.
I think the county should have that first copy. We want to hang that one up at their place.
I'd like to have a correct copy.
Oh.
I'll take it back.
This
will be worth something. This will be worth something.
I'll keep that one.
It'll be a special meeting.
Jenny
will initial all the
I'll report your name
next month if we get the other money.
Okay. All right.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Roger. I called you Roger. I was almost about to say Randy, but Randy seems to have separated himself because Randy came to the radio station already. So,
well, if I don't get a phone call, I run. Comment at 10:30. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I am. So next time,
yes.
Let's be clear.
Yes.
First Saturday.
It's the first Saturday.
When Mr. Pirtle comes here, we'll clarify. But
that would actually be the first, and I'm going to be in. I may be in Oklahoma on that day. I could make it the following one in November.
Nothing sooner.
I can do it sooner than that.
Y'all didn't catch my Oklahoma sooner joke. Huh? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. My girlfriend's grandfather died, so they're having their funeral is that weekend. So I may be in Oklahoma. I can make virtually any other. I can make the 8th. I can make or the 29th.
Well, they're going to be on the first. We'll work it out, though, because Patrick and I did it. Patrick showed up. I called him like 30 minutes before the thing, and he showed up. I called you at 10 o'clock that night. You couldn't make it.
He didn't call me. He sent me an email at 10:30.
So we did it, and it was cool. Just sort of getting some more information out. So we did follow through.
Was the day, Aaron?
That was on, what was the first Saturday of this month?
Oh, the first Saturday of September was the 3rd. That was...
Okay, yes.
You and
Patrick. Yeah.
Thompson and Allen.
Yes. No, that had to be the...
It was the 5th then, because September 3rd was a Thursday.
No, September 3rd was Saturday. September 5th was a Monday, which was Labor Day. I got my calendar right here.
Okay.
Right, so September 1st was Thursday.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, right.
Oh, it's the first Thursday.
I was just
Saturday.
In my head correcting
it. It was September 3rd.
Saturday. September 3rd.
Okay.
Was the day.
Okay.
This is what happens when you don't have
that. That was on WBCP. That's correct.
Getting straight.
Roger, do you want to say anything about these numbers that you were passing out?
No, it's just an update. Other than just that it's an update from the last one, there were a few more questionnaires came in, so we reran the numbers, and it looks very much similar to what it was the last time. And again, I think the only other thing I would add is that Bill and I are going to meet with Kirk Bedwell next Wednesday at 3:00 at the courthouse to discuss getting some other data out of the system and perhaps doing getting some other statistics and perhaps better ones than simply those. I think, Bill, the last time, if I'm right, you did some things with the zip code, correct, and looked at the questionnaires that were not returned based on the zip code.
That's kind of what Paula...
Paula Hannaford Agger.
And then I also did geocoding and mapping so we could analyze it at the track level and compare it to census numbers.
Right.
So now we have the new census numbers for 2010 so we can match 2010 to 2010 and actually get a pretty good. Right.
So we'll get better information when we do that. So Bill and I are meeting with Kirk at 3:00. Any of you are welcome to come, but I'm sure that Kirk and Bill will be speaking a language I don't understand. So
what day is this?
Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday,
which would be the 21st.
It's
3:00 in my office.
Guy
in courthouse, second floor.
And that's C-U-R-K?
I-T.
No, K-I-R-K. Kirk.
K-I-R-K.
Bedwell.
3:00 in your office.
3:00 in my office. Anybody's welcome to come. Whoever wants to.
He's
the project manager. That's his technical title. But he works with the JANO project, but he also works with the Jury 2000 computer system, which is what we're more interested in right now.
Jury System 2000.
Yeah.
And it's just to have a statistics talk among statisticians?
Well, no, just to figure out to how to get the data that Bill needs for him to do his study. So okay. We're just trying to figure out how to pull it out of there, out of a computer, so that Bill can have the data that he needs. Okay. We were going to do it this week, but there was a Jano release of our, and Kirk could not make it. He was in training, so he couldn't make it.
What is your study, Bill?
Remember the ones I did with 2008 data with all the maps and everything?
Uh-huh.
It'd be similar to that, except using the more current census data and also getting a little bit better data out of the system so that we can do a little bit more with it. But mostly it's so that we can hopefully tell if we're sending out questionnaires in proportion to where people live, we should be able to estimate, you know, if we're getting good racial coverage at each step. So if it's at the questionnaires or summons, and then we should be able to tell which part isn't being returned, or if there's a difference in return rates or something.
Okay.
We might get a better idea about that.
You know, one of the questions that I had, looking at the number of questionnaires, when you look at the different populations, Native, Asian, African, and Hispanic, do the number of questionnaires, are they proportionate to the racial demographic of the group?
They're random.
Right, so I'm saying, even from a random perspective, we know that the...
We have no way of knowing other than Bill doing his study, because the reason that we know the races of these people is because they filled out the back of their questionnaire and sent it in. So we don't know what the race of the people are that didn't send it back, because they didn't send it back.
So I guess what I'm saying is that now that we do have where they self-identify...
Correct.
Then when you look at the numbers, 17, 226, 617... all those numbers there.
Right.
The Caucasian population of Champaign County is basically 70-something percent.
It's on the third column over. 73.4 was the overall.
It's from the census data. Okay, there we go. So I'm just saying, so when you look across the board, it looks as though African Americans should have a higher number than Asian. And Asian should have a higher number than Hispanic.
Correct.
And so on. So it looks sort of... like even from a random, even though it's random, it still seems to fall in order of the based upon the census data.
Doesn't seem
so random. I guess you know.
No, it's completely random. It's just who sends it back. And again, we'll get better information about who's not sending them back, or at least some ideas about who's not sending them back, or the potential races based on Bill's study, when he actually pulls demographic information of the zip codes from the people who are not sending them back.
I think what you think you have to realize that we're dealing with a fairly large number of people, so and anytime you need those random, because there's so many questions sent out or so many people out there, you're going to have results come back to sort of mimic the regular distribution.
If
the data set is much smaller, then you might expect you might have much higher African American, but the data set's so large.
If you look in
the randomness doesn't overcome that diversity.
If you look under gender, it shows males and females who are in the pool and ones who didn't indicate. That's about 140,000 people. So you're talking about 7,800 out of that 140,000. So you see what I'm saying? So we can't really expand that information too much and make it a broad brush about whether questionnaires are being sent or who's in the pool or who's not, because we're only getting... the information you're seeing is 7,800 out of 140,000.
Mm-hmm. I guess ultimately what I'm saying is that for the people who are in a lot of ways, speculating that there's something inappropriate, to see the data, the census data numbers, that who's highest, who's next, the breakdown from that standpoint is consistent with the number of questionnaires. So it does sort of help sell this randomness, because a lot of people are still trying to, they're not buying the randomness of
Correct.
It. But this actually does say, hey, look, if you look at the percentages,
it
is sort of consistent. It's, based upon the vast difference in the census data.
Right, and Bill will have to forgive me, because he's absolutely right that it's not 100% accurate with regard to the disparity. We are about 2% off. I wish that was zero. I'm not going to be happy until it's zero. But it's not like it's 5% off, right, or 8% off. It's mm-hmm. 2% off.
Yeah.
So we have, and that is, and again, that's only rough because I adjusted that based on the fact that the census data you see in the third column is for everyone in the entire county, whether they're 5 years old or 25 years old.
Right.
So I tried to adjust for those who were adults. But again, that is not necessarily accurate.
Quick question. Do you know what approximate percentage?
It's on there. Persons under 18 are make up 19.5%. So the reason that it's adjusted for adult
Oh, no,
is
yeah,
I basically
okay.
took about 80%, 80.5% to be exact, of the census data. So that was how I adjusted for adulthood. And again,
there's a better way to do it.
Of course, there's a lot better ways, but I'm a very simple guy, so as good as I could do on an Excel spreadsheet. You will verify the simple part, won't you, Randy? Yeah.
Roger, what did you say the gender was meant? What's that?
I think those are the people that are in the pool, and I think he just broke it down by gender. It was just something that was on Kurt's spreadsheet when he gave it.
So that's like the master list you get?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I believe that's where that came from, but I didn't have a chance to ask her about it.
And the master list does not list race, even though it's known by the Secretary of State, because most of these are either voting or driver's license.
Correct.
They know, but we don't know it when we get the wheel.
Correct.
See, if we knew it when we got the original wheel, then it would be really easy to figure out.
But that's a double-edged sword, though, because you also don't want people saying that we used race somehow when we sent out the information. So,
and they probably don't know it for voting.
So this is a more colorblind system, at least in that respect. Yeah.
Of the 11,000 questionaires that are the basis of the report. And we know about on what percentage of questionnaires the prospective jurors prefer to not racially self-identify.
Hello. So everybody, I don't know if you all know Mr. Pearl. Oh, have a seat.
Hello. Oh, yeah, they all.
They all know you.
Actually, I met Mr. Pearl about 50 years ago in a jury line at the Champaign County Courthouse.
Really? And they're right.
And that's right in the red line, right there in front of them.
I met you.
We were called for jury duty.
Well, you were in the same council, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're local elected officials, and local elected officials know one another.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So we were discussing various different things, but I think we were wrapping up this one piece. I did want to at some point revisit, because Hispanic, African American, Asian American are all negative in the disparity. Why wouldn't the Native American be have a negative? That was a question for a statistician.
My guess might be because it's a small number.
That was a small number.
It's a
probably less than 0.025 or something.
And the other thing is, before we move off this, I want to invite anybody who has questions about the computer system or the statistical part of it. I'm not an expert on our computer system, but Kirk Bedwell is.
Okay.
So if there is some question you have, you can either send me the email with the question and I can ask Kirk and respond, or you can be at my office at 3:00 on Wednesday and ask Kirk personally yourself. Okay. It's completely up to you. You may want to give me a phone call on my cell to let me know that you're coming so we can make sure that we know you're coming. But, again, it's open for anybody who's interested.
Jeannie, would you make a note to send it out to...
Yes,
to all the members.
Yeah. Then,
3:00.
The time is the 21st of September at 3.
Correct. In my office, which is on the second floor of the courthouse.
Floor 2.
Okay. It's actually room 213, but they can't get back there because it's the secured hallway, so they have to
move. Okay, thank you.
So I had asked Mr. Pergo several times to come, and he said he was coming, so he is here. And we wanted to discuss the possibilities. Just to make sure that we were clear about how things would work at WBCP, about an ad, about jury service, what it would cost us, maybe a 6-month term or a year term, just anything, any information that you could offer us so that we could be clear about what that would look like. This entity here is an appointed group by the county board, so we don't per se have money ourselves, but, you know, maybe there's a sponsorship or something that's out there, and we're trying. We do have some money. That was, I think, was it $900 or something like that? That the judge defined us in?
Used to be
nine? Or?
Yeah, I don't know how. We'd have to see exactly where that was coming from. I think there was going to be, We're trying to get half of it from the local bar association. I'm sure they've all forgotten all about it because they authorized the money so long ago, and I'm sure they haven't forgotten. The other half would come from possibly the marriage fund that we have with the county, so it would not be out of actual general corporate coffers, but out of a funds controlled by the judiciary. There's never a lot of money in there because we only charge $10 to get married in the courthouse, and we only do four a day, so there's not a ton of money in there, but we can use it for things like that.
And so what we're embarked on right now, Mr. Hurdle, is the education part of this, what we, as a campaign, basically. We're on the radio, as you already know, doing first Saturdays with WOVCP that Roger hasn't showed up for yet, but he's going to be
there
soon.
I've never been properly invited.
Probably.
Either here or there.
But we want to have an actual, we've discussed an actual ad running on BCP, and of course, we would like for it to be ongoing, but starting, you know, with at least 6 months to a year where information, accurate information is going out, especially to the targeted community and the black community. So we wanted to see, when I wanted you to come and talk to these folks and let them know what that would look like.
Well, what I wanted to do, and I might have mentioned to you the time when the funds was over there one day, to do something at least once a month, like the Saturday morning, 11 to 12 program, and then we would also maybe run one or two commercials during that time so that to inform the people to listen Saturday for whoever the guest would be. Mm-hmm. I know Judge DeFonte was over there, and I can't remember who the other judge was. There's been two or three of them over there.
Randy
was there. Okay.
So
I don't think it was another judge.
What I was, you judge?
No, I said I wasn't.
But what I wanted to do is I wanted to do it consistently. My feeling is having it done one time, don't do it no more for two or three months, that to me is not good. You ought to do it every month, 1 hour program, and then let's promote that 1 hour program during that week so people do it on Sunday. And I think that it would be a good program. It's an informative type of program. My feeling would be we would do that for $150 a month, and that would allow us to provide an engineer for you there, and we just automatically would do a couple of commercials during the week leading up to that particular Saturday. And we'd like to do that on the first Saturday, wouldn't we?
First Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we could move that to the third Saturday if that fits you all better. But the second and the fourth Saturday is all taken up.
Right. So the first Saturday was fine, and the commercials with the $150 that would include commercials that would be run.
Well, we would certainly want to run at least two or three commercials that week leading up to that.
Mm-hmm. So but they would run all month sporadically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But certainly you want to do it, say in the last week in the month, you definitely want to have at least three or four commercials if possible. Mm-hmm. And what we do, we work them in between other commercials so that people would know that you're going to be there that Saturday. George, whoever's going to be there, would be there. So we would promote it all the way up, and I think you really would only have to do it that 1 week if you did it often enough that week. Mm-hmm. So they know exactly who's going to be there and what's going to be the topic, because we never want to tell the people what the topic is going to be that particular week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So my understanding, Mr. Pirtle, is that the show could be about anything dealing with the courts and criminal justice and law enforcement and mm-hmm. and the guests would be local people involved, anyone from folks with the juvenile justice system, the public defender, the sheriff, state's attorney's office.
Yeah, I would like to make sure we're going to do it with all the law enforcement if possible, and along with, I guess, well, the state's attorney's office if they want to send someone over.
And it could, in Champaign County. But of course, Champaign, if we had a state dignitary or someone from another county.
If you all decided that you want to bring in someone from Macon County or Sangamon County, wherever, as long as you all are there, then I would have no problem with it. I want to make sure that you all is going to be, one of you all from this county is going to be there to represent this county.
And so if we could commit to $150 a month, that would pay the engineer, and you would promote the
event at least the week before,
right, okay,
so that you would have...
I think that that would be very beneficial to the community, and I think it would be good for your station.
Well, I know that the station would love to have that, because as long as you've got an informative type of program going, and that's a positive program,
right,
too. It's not negative.
Right,
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 right.
I have another question, though, about something that I don't know if your station plays. What about a plain old public service announcement, where there's a voice that reminds people of the need to participate as a juror that could be done in maybe 30 seconds. Do you run public service announcements?
Yeah, we do those.
And are those done free of charge?
Yes.
So would you, if we provided you a public service announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We would do that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
I wanted to get it in my mind that those are two different kinds of airtime.
The amount of money that we're talking about doesn't frighten me as far as being able to find it. It may be something that we can do out of the marriage fund. I obviously want to discuss that with Judge Tafanas before we would commit to it. But it might be something that we would be willing to do or be able to do out of that fund. So I can discuss it with him and take a look at where we're at with the fund and get back to you all and let you know. As far as that area fund, and again, that doesn't foreclose the idea of going to the Bar Association or wherever and asking them for money as well, but let me talk to Judge Defonis about it before our next meeting, and I can have an answer, definitive answer, one way or the other.
About the time, is our midday Saturday, is that the best time to have such a show?
Well, we find that we normally do a talk show on Saturdays anyway, from 11 to 12.
Uh-huh.
So we find that that's a good hour to have it. We could move it up if it's necessary to 10 o'clock. I wouldn't want to go in earlier than 10 o'clock because people just getting up on Saturday mornings and trying to do a few chores around in the house and don't want to disturb too early. But as long as they know what you're going to have, they'll be willing to be prepared to listen to that. That's sure. And as I said, that's a positive type of thing. And I'll just tell you, I don't believe in promoting any negative. Right, if you're going to get some negatives, it's not going to come from WBCP. But we're not going to even let it. And I think Aaron knows that, as I tell people when they want to be on our radio show, it's got to be positive, no negative. And we just don't do it now. Maybe other radio stations do it, but we're not going to do it.
Well, this is certainly a positive thing that we're doing here.
Yeah,
if there's any negative about it.
And then you have the capability technically to have people call in from outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
That's
wonderful. Right on there.
Do you have a way to know what your listening audience is through the different shows that you play?
We do, but we are not allowed to tell anyone about it due to the fact that we're not a member of Arbitron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you get plenty of listeners.
Do you have any plans to broadcast on the web or have any way to do that?
We're already on the web.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, so people can really listen to it.
So if they want to listen on the internet, they can listen to it on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you archive the shows?
I was going to say, do you archive shows? Do you keep them, like, stored up?
Or we don't do too much of that. We used to do all of them, but we don't store that many of them now. Unless the request comes that we want to tape the show, that's fine, we can do that. But you can go on the web and listen to it all over the United States and probably some foreign countries, because I have one of my cousins live in Charlotte, and she listens to it every Saturday morning.
Wow.
She likes to talk to
me. Just because my radio reception sometimes isn't very good, I could probably get it better on the web.
On the web, yep, you can. It comes in my clear.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Maybe we'll get some computer whiz like Mike Richardson to set up the program so he can archive the shows. When you, we were thinking about that even on WEFT on our show. Like, we had some, you know, you just have some shows that are really good shows, and you like taping them all the time. You like for people to be able to go to a click on the internet and, you know, like you do some places, you can click on an old interview or something, and you know, from 2 years ago.
A digital recorder, so they do it first.
Yeah. Any other questions, concerns? The Aaron actually taping the radio commercial, we can do that at WBCP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the PSA and the commercial, Jenny, we can do that at WBCP. Or we can do it someplace else, because last time we did one, I actually taped it someplace else and just brought it over, and right. You guys, we can do what happened for it. Okay. So we'll get together, we'll start working on the actual commercial and the PSA. We have some. We have Patrick's PSA. Patrick was the only one that did an actual PSA, though, right?
Right.
But we have a couple of things that we can use. We can start to, now that we squared away and talked to the man personally, we can start moving forward with some stuff.
We should tie that money into never having to appear.
Too late.
Too late.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Perkins. Thank you for coming.
Long as,
thank you.
We'll have to know at least 2 weeks in advance.
Okay.
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 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time,
Earl. Was it hard to find us?
Huh?
Was it hard to find us?
Well, I went all the way around then.
I went outside. I said, "Now that's the truck."
Well, then you come around full circle. You know you're back.
No. I've been around here, but I was surprised. I said, I don't know why they went up close to that door. Then when I come back, I saw him.
It's not hard to miss that green shirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you in the morning.
All right.
See you,
yeah.
Sir.
See you.
Yep.
So I wanted to also share with you all that we are ahead of our time, this committee is. The work that I'll be working on this evening around felony convictions. There's an organization out of California called All of Us or None. And they have done some tremendous work. And one of the things that they have done and been successful in several states and cities within those states is a piece of political legislation called Ban the Box. Ban the Box. And that is asking municipal government and state government even to require that the question, have you ever been convicted of a felony, be removed from job applications. And it's been successful in several cities and states, cities in California. It's also in Oklahoma, Texas, and now they have it in Chicago. So what's happening is that the employer is removing it from the application. But of course, second, third interview, you can ask and you can actually do the background check then, but you can't do it initially because they're being discriminated. Now, the thing about that, because you can still maybe do it on the back end, is that if the felony conviction is not in relationship to the job that you're applying for, then the employer can get sued for discrimination if they discriminate based upon the felony if it's not consistent with what you are applying for. So this, I was just saying to us, when we banned the box, right, we were ahead of the game. I didn't know anything about that at that time. I just learned of this within the last month. And so I just wanted to let you all know that we are...
Oh, you mean our questionnaire?
Our questionnaire, when we removed it from the questionnaire.
That would be the first time you were ahead. That's a record
feed. Aaron, I enjoyed listening to your and Carol's show last Saturday where that was discussed, and that gentleman... I guess he's helping to present tonight. Or
this is it. Because this is the IMC Film Festival.
Right, right.
And so we're going to show the film.
That was an excellent show last week.
Thank you. Appreciate
what time
it.
Is it tonight?
7 to 9. I'll be going over there when I leave here from 7 to 9 p.m. The videos are called Enough is Enough, Locked Up and Locked Out. And so there was like four or five different, it's like two 19-minute DVDs or documentaries, and it really highlights various different things that this organization is doing, from housing, even the education. They did some tremendous education with billboards in California, and dealing with the question of voting and various different things. So we're still running into stuff about the jury, just misnomers, passing on bad information. So, you know, billboards, they're funded, you know, by different entities. So they've got money to put up billboards. I mean, that's pretty expensive, but they put it up in the bus terminals and all those different places, and they've used the faces of actual individuals who had felony convictions, so they were able to really spread the word.
So Beyond the Box is both the name of the organization that's working to promote
the organization is called All of Us or None.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're working in various states to continue what's been done in, you said, Oklahoma?
It started in California in the Bay Area, so that's where the sort of central location is, but it's in Oklahoma, Texas, North Carolina. They have chapters in various different states.
Okay. And you also spoke about the presumption of, was it redemption or?
Presumption of, what was it? Presumption of redemption or something like that. Basically, that the employer's hatred, that the employers were being asked to take a disposition that when a person has been released, that you have a presumption of rehabilitation, as opposed to some sort of presumption of criminal activity, you know, once they have paid their debt to society. So I just wanted to share with you all that that's what was happening, and that the Ban the Box piece, we had basically done it already, and that the jury component is a huge part of what this organization is dealing with. So, you know, I think we should pat ourselves on the back every now and then. You know?
Yes, we're great.
What else do we have for tonight?
I have
yes indeed. Barb, please, go ahead. By way of announcement, Ms. Barbara Kessel.
You can pass this around. There's something called restorative justice circles that is practiced in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro. And the guy that started it and does it is coming to Champaign-Urbana in October and doing a workshop that goes on from October 12th and then through the 16th. And you can sign up. You need to register online if you want to go. But it's free, which is very unusual. And it's free because they want people to come who are poor, as well as people who aren't. And if you're not, you can contribute, make a donation at the end. But this is, as it says there, this is being used in youth courts and school districts, and it's a way, I've never experienced it, but it's a way of solving conflicts that go anywhere from just people being mad at each other up to homicide. And it's a way of repairing that so that you stop this revenge cycle. Even if a person commits homicide and they have to go to prison for it, they have a restorative circle before that with everybody there, then that might be the end of it, instead of their next person murdering somebody because they murdered somebody because mm-hmm. they murdered somebody and so on. So I just thought it would be of interest to know about.
Yes, Jenny. And Jenny, then Patricia.
I think we've kind of morphed into announcements again, and I have an announcement.
Where are we, Erin?
Well, we have a virtual agenda. It's loading. I received a message from Joan Miller. Please send my thanks and appreciation to Erin for agreeing to speak at the League of Women Voters meeting Thursday, mm-hmm. November 10th.
Did it say Ann Patricia?
Topic will be accomplishments of the group. I believe he will be asking another member. To join him when he speaks at the league meeting. So, is this Patricia?
What day is that?
It's not until November. It's November 10th.
November 10th?
Yeah, you got time.
I did take one November day off the calendar. November 4th. So see how it quickly is. I take one off, and is there there's no other member that would want to do that?
I don't know. Maybe Mike will do it with me. I don't know. Somebody.
I'll be happy to do it as long as Trish is doing that other project that I was talking to her about. As long as you're busy with that, I'll be happy to cover this.
This will, you want to register that in there. This will be at least your second appearance to the League of Women Voters.
Yes,
because we were all at the last one.
Well, you know, I would have to be in the audience. I think we can go and support our president. It would be nice that we all try to be there.
If we can and promote our brochures, who knows? There may be a stipend attached to it. We could.
What you got to do is send me an email like at 10:30 the night before. Maybe I'll.
You maybe show up. Well, definitely make sure there's marking calendars. Let's be present.
I'm sure it would be.
I think that's what we're supposed to do.
So that's noon?
Is it noon?
November 10th.
November 10th.
What day is that?
And we have quite a bit. Trish, I don't know if you of course, you didn't get to see what we're doing with the pamphlets and even Mike. Hey, Randy, can we show that to Mike and Trish before we get out of here? The brochure and the poster.
There are typos, so.
It's a draft, right?
So we'll be coming to the county board. When those get finished, we'll bring them to the county board so you can see what we're doing as far as the educational component. And it's not costing the county board anything at this point. Not yet. Not until maybe.
At this point, that's about the only way they'll fund something. I think it looks great.
Magnificent. Thank you, Bill Brown.
Ken followed through and put it together. Yes, it did. So I will be passing out the pamphlets tonight at the event tonight to make sure that people get those.
I can help.
Can I get voter registration cards from in here somewhere?
Oh, or sample copies of
the questionnaire.
That would be the county clerk. I don't
you want voter registration cards?
Yeah,
how many do you want?
25, 30.
Okay. I don't have enough time to go to the whole event, but I can grab some and swing some by.
Okay. Because we have some folks there who can register. So we're trying to do everything we possibly can. I will be making sure that I announce that you can be on the jury if you have a felony conviction to make sure folks tell.
We actually did have someone call this week and ask and told that he indeed could be on a jury even if they had a felony. Mm-hmm. They were filling out their questionnaire. Okay. So.
Yes, indeed.
So,
I guess if all hearts in my. Oh, we have one more announcement that's being passed around.
Book sale. Books to Prisoners book sale is coming in a couple of weeks. Books to Prisoners is 7 years old and has mailed 61,000 books to almost 10,000 prisoners in the state of Illinois.
So are these extra books?
These are books that
not appropriate.
That are either not appropriate or not asked for very often, and we sell them in order to make shipping costs, which run us about $12,000 a year. I mean, the money to send these books to the prisons. Mm-hmm. And we are actually the only source of books because they stopped budgeting for state libraries in 2002. Mm-hmm. So they have not any money to buy new books, and all the books they get that are new come through us, through prisoners, who then when they leave, donate those books to the library. Mm-hmm. So it's a good cause. Now, you don't look like a group that needs books, but if you've got books that you want to give us, and Bill has given us a huge amount from the Humane Society sale, last couple of years. Here's rules for book donations if you want to see what it is we want and don't want.
And my question is, can we send pamphlets when you put together packages, can we send pamphlets to the inmates, right? I mean, in the state of Illinois, which we're talking about, this stuff applies to folks.
Well, if you have 750 printed up, that's just about 6 weeks worth.
Oh, so we're ongoing.
We really
do
a business.
Oh, okay.
I know that for our presence at Champaign Urbana Days in August, on that particular Saturday, we didn't have the sample juror
qualification questionnaires, but now you do, I think. Mm-hmm. Right, Aaron?
Yes,
so,
we do.
Right, so that would, that
yes,
would be
yes,
good.
He does. Yes,
those
he does.
Are, I think that, that together, those two, but that, that goes, that's good to hand out with. If you're giving it to someone in Champaign.
So like you're saying tonight for the events that we... Okay.
So the people gotcha. Get accustomed to seeing that. And we maybe have that as a big poster, too, to have permanently at a place like the Boys and Girls Club, so people are accustomed to seeing it, mm-hmm. and also good for teachers to have when they're doing their civic portion.
I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah. What about those third graders that are coming to...
We're there today, 58 of them.
Are they coming again, or is that...
Did you send one. There are multiple.
Did you send them home with questionnaires? And
I did not speak to them today. That was not my time. Sergeant Carlton did, so I'm not sure what he gave them, but they did go down toward the jury assembly room they were in. The Daughters of the American Revolution are having their flag presentation, which they do periodically show the flag, how the American flag is evolved over time.
I'm not sure if the restaurant has jurors or not.
I don't think they probably have jurors. But we would take them.
Wouldn't
we'll
it be
anybody.
Nice to give a poster to the class, to the teacher to take back and put in their room?
I think that would be great.
Maybe we can't discuss this all completely tonight, but I have something I'd like us to consider in the near future.
Okay.
It's been, okay, July, August, okay, it's been like maybe 3 months since the bill to add individuals from the employment security list to the big list. Mm-hmm. And we know that it comes into effect on the 1st of January. So now is probably the time that the human beings who have to make it happen are trying to understand how to do it. I'd like to know if there's anything we can do to make it easier in the different counties around our state to help the circuit clerk and or to help the at the employment bureaus, because it's the employment officials who have to provide that information.
I think it's going to be done at the state level.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to get it from the Department of Employment Security. And I'm sure that will come from there. There's nothing the circuit clerk's going to do. In fact, they won't notice anything different. Their wheel will be expanded by however many people are added to the wheel, but there will be no extra effort, I don't believe, on the part of anybody.
Okay.
Other than the fact that the people from IDES are going to have to send the information to Secretary of State in some format Secretary of State can then use to put onto the wheel. That would be my guess.
Okay. Well, I have a favor to ask of people like Randy and Roger, who through your professional networks you probably hear about how things are going in the state. Would you share with us anything that you're hearing about progress or lack of progress in helping the new law take effect?
Well, it doesn't go into effect until January 1.
Right. They have to be getting ready, start to think about how they're going to put it into practice.
Well, and that would be something that you would only be able to get information about through the Secretary of State, because they're going to send some sort of request to IDES to say, okay, we need this kind of information from you, and whatever kind of format that is, and then that would have to be then assimilated, for lack of a better word, into the jury system. That's all going to be done by the Secretary of State. Of course, we have no idea who might have been assigned that task for the Secretary of State, or even at this point if they have assigned somebody that task.
But also, when on your the different communications that you have, if you hear if other states are interested in adopting what we did, or how it's being received in legal circles around our state and nation, I just love to.
It was mentioned in the jury bulletin, which comes out from the National Center for State Courts, that the law had passed. They keep up to date on legislation as it comes by. I have not seen that other states have adopted it or anything like that, but it did make national notice, at least in that narrow location. So they took notice of it. I'm sure Paula knows all about it.
So. Go ahead, Tracy. Then we have one other thing before we get out of here, guys.
Okay, what would probably be nice if we can send maybe something to the Secretary of State, this smaller committee of folks that actually got some legislation changed. It would be nice if we could do something. We've been putting off doing some kind of a media thing. Wouldn't it be nice if we could do something, stand beside the Secretary of State or someone before this new legislation is passed, and have some, you know, some representation and do some kind of a media thing that this is the committee. And we're really kind of looking forward to seeing how this new law will impact what it is that we're trying to do here. That's just a thought. Backing up, I have a couple more announcements. I wanted to dovetail on Barbara's announcement about the restorative circle with Dominic Barter, who's coming in from Brazil. CUAP is also a co-sponsor of it. Are you on this as well?
Yes, we are.
So, you know, restorative circles is one of the restorative practices. There's a number of restorative practices. Circles is just one of them. And Dominic Barter's way of training on circles is slightly different from the way we've been trained in doing restorative circles in Illinois. But there are circles that are taking place. But we're looking forward to welcoming Dominic Barter to Champaign County and hearing about the extraordinary work that he's doing. So that was my little plug for CUAP in support of this event. And the other thing is that I'm a little down right now because Catherine Hogue, you probably all heard mm-hmm. about Catherine Hogue's passing. There's going to be a memorial set up for her at Free Star Bank. And so I want to just let you all know that I will be sending out the information regarding this memorial fund tomorrow. But just to let you all know that there is going to be a fund. So if you were thinking about sending flowers or whatever, it might be helpful that you consider sending something to this fund that will be set up at Free Star Bank. And you can make that contribution at any Free Star Bank. But it would have to be after tomorrow. So that's kind of my announcement there.
And everyone knows that the funeral arrangements are Tuesday at noon at the Salem Baptist Church for anyone who wants to attend.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The announcement will be coming out Sunday. But I was with the family earlier today, and they're going to get it out and send it circulation because it's a larger circulation. Mm-hmm. And so, 20th. Mm-hmm. So it's Tuesday at Salem Baptist Church.
And before we go, you all, I know, Randy, you're going to work on, you and Ken and Jenny. We're getting this stuff done. But this first 200, we're talking about copies of the poster. Mm-hmm. And Jenny, you're going to try to get whatever corrections done before we make any more, before we print any more, right?
Well, then. I think you need the 200 now. Just
but there was something that needed to be changed immediately.
It's only been $200.
It's $200.
It's $200 for the 800.
Yeah, it's
$200 for the 800. Correct before they.
I asked Ken what the time frame is to make them. He says, no time. You order them, you'll have them by the end of the day. So I think if I'm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you get some corrections.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like when I get home, I can ask him to email me the PDF. Maybe he doesn't check his email over the weekend. I can phone him. I've got his contact.
The editor wants to be able to make the list.
You wouldn't
not
be
more to somebody.
It'll be more cumbersome, but you could just indicate on which line the corrections need to be made and just send him an email saying, this needs to be corrected, even if you didn't actually have a copy of the PDF. It would be more cumbersome, but you can still do it.
So I was just saying that we wanted to make sure that we were clear, Roger, if we were all in agreement, that when these classes come in, that they would actually leave with the poster, maybe the poster of a... So we didn't clarify whether we wanted questionnaires to be blown up into poster size.
My only problem with that is that it's not exactly attractive because it's got all of the gibberish the field names in there, which is the only way we can print them out, because otherwise we'd actually have to print out a real questionnaire. There's no way to print out one without the field names in it, because I actually talked to Kirk about that when we got that originally.
But what about printing out one? And if it was 8.5, or if it was larger than 8.5 by 11, there's no way that it could be
interpreted as being an actual question.
Oh, I'm not worried about that at all. I'm just worried about the stuff that's in there that looks like gobbledygook, and if people look at it and think, this makes no sense to me, then they're really not going to pay attention.
I thought that you could print out an actual one.
No, we can't. We can't. I'm just saying that... That's what we can't do. It's got to either have the field names in it or somebody's actual information.
Oh,
there's no way to do it. Just blank.
Somebody would donate their form.
Well, but we don't want that necessarily. Well, I know.
My husband got one. Honey, can we use hers?
Why did not?
But the point, the reason why I was re-bringing this back up is we wanted to make sure that we were clear that the classes were part of our education campaign, that the classes who come in and visit, that the teachers leave with either the brochures, the pamphlets, and a copy of that.
Right.
Yeah. To
put
up in there, that poster.
That's right. As soon as I get them, I can give them to the individuals who are doing this.
But I think those posters also need to go to JDC and the jail and the Boys and Girls Club and the
churches.
Bus station and
anywhere
the
where
churches.
There's
I would do those first and give them to a teacher because a teacher putting up the classroom is really easy.
Well,
when
is the teacher going to hang them?
Right. Exactly.
Well, the other thing is the kids can't be on juries
right,
yet.
Right.
But
if
you, you know, they're not 18s, so
I don't high school.
Right.
I think the posters are more for the community places where people can see it and stuff like that.
Well, certainly the classes in the high school civic classes and stuff like that,
those would be
good pieces of places to have them.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, Patricia, then we out of here, y'all.
I just got a quick question. I wonder why we don't have the list for the unemployment on the master list.
We
could add that to that.
Yes,
it's
true.
Really. It's just
I put summer 2011 because somebody asked for that, and it's not really in effect yet, so I just didn't.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because the law is not in effect yet.
It's a work in progress.
You could put a parentheses, you know, effective, you know.
Maybe the next batch we do in a couple months, we put in that one. It'll be by the time those get distributed, it would be law or something. But that's a good point.
You know, we're not really going to see.
But the author did think about it.
And we're not going to see the effect, obviously, until the new wheel comes in, which would be May of next year at the earliest.
Okay, y'all.
And the only other thing, I'm just surprised that, well, I guess it would be kind of a Q&A, the most commonly asked question. Can you be a felony, sir? Who can serve? You can serve. You know, being that people with felonies don't know that they can, I was just surprised to see it that many people.
It is in here.
It is.
May include people who have been convicted of a felony or have had other conflicts with the law.
It's just not on the posters, what you said. And we can't get everything on the
posters. I know you can't. But the thing is,
it's an important piece.
Who can serve, you can serve.
Okay. And we can talk more about it. This is something that we can tweak as we go forward.
If we get more money, we can, you know, when we get some more money from that thing, develop more things to put out. Because Jordan loves it.
Those are the only two things.
Somebody else is
but I like them. I think these are nice. You guys did a great job.
All right, no announcements from public? Motion to adjourn.
Got it.
So moved and approved. This meeting is over.
Thank you. I did see this in the paper.